Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph in the Ois V'Adar edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. The Gemara continues the story with Acher, with Elisha ben Avuyo, who he was the Rebbe of Remeir, then he went bad. We're starting the third line from the wide line. Says the Gemara, Lacha Yomim Chalo Elisha. Elisha got sick, he's about to die. Also, the Mamul Remeir, Harab Chaboish, your Rebbe is sick. Also, boy mevakarte came to visit him. Vashkachi boy, you seem sick. Omer lay lace at chozaboch. Are you doing tshuva now that you're about to die? Omer levi chazri miskabli. If I do tshuva, they'll accept me. Omer levi loich kegsi. Doesn't say in the pasuk teishiv enoish adako. Because Baruch Hu is waiting for a person adako adichtucho shall nefesh mekabli. Even in time of death, mekabli for tshuva. Boy, you show boch Elisha v'niv tarameis. So Elisha cried and he died. I was happy. Seems that he died with doing tshuva. I mean, the kavrune, but once they buried Acher, Yordaish ben Hashemayim v'sof his kever, came fire from Hashemayim, burned his kever. Also, the Mamul Ramer, Hakavre derabach aikat. Come on to Ramer, the kever of your Rebbe is being burnt. Nothing by him v'karte v'ashkere aikat. He came, went to check it out, and he sees that it's burnt. Ma'ov, what did he do? Nasov gulsei or parcelo, he took his glimo, he took his clothing, put it on top of it. Omar, lini halaylo, sleep tonight. Lini ba'olam hazeh shadoim halaylo, referring to the fire should leave the cave tonight. V'haba boiker, in the morning, zeh olam habo, which means when Mermei will go to Shemaim, shakula boiker, it's all light. Imigo choto yigal. So referencing here the pasuk in Rus, if toiv yigol, here referencing is Hakadosh Baruch Hu shu toiv dichti bei toiv Hashem lakoil v'achmo kol ma'isov. V'im lo echbot zegalech, if he will not come and redeem you, v'galti chanoich yichai Hashem. So Remeir says either Hakadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy on you, or I will come and save you. V'at typhus and the fire extinguished. Omer Remeir in amilach bo almo lemanat boi, the gius of Chaim is. Lemikarvo, who do you want to save? Laavucho l'rabucho, your father, your Rebbe. Omer loin adam mikarvin l'Rebbe kadamai utaken laba. First I'll be bringing back my Rebbe, then my father, either because the Rebbe taught him Torah, or because the Rebbe needs more help. Amin lei v'shamin loch, you think they're going to listen to you? Omer loin v'loi ken, of course they'll listen to you. Taninon matzilim tika sefer ima sefer. Tika tefillin ima tefillin. When you're saving a sefer from the fire on Shabbos, you take with it also its bag, its the cover. So if so as well, Matzim le'Elisha ha'acher b'schus terosoi. So Elisha, he is the cover of the Torah that he has. La'acher yomin, sometime later, hochu b'nois of the daughters of Acher, little tzedakah from Rebbe, they asked for tzedakah from Rebbe. Because the Rebbe v'omar, the original Rebbe said, al yil moishe chesed, v'al yil choynin le'soimaf. It brings the pasuk that he should not help someone who's a Rosha. Amaloi Rebbe, so Remeir told Rebbe, al tabit b'maisov, habit b'terosa. Don't look at what he did, look at his Torah, referencing himself, I'm a Talmud of his. But he's a show, Bocha Rebbe, Vigozar, Elim, she's parents to his Rebbe, who's crying, and he gave him Parnaso. Ha'mayim zesh yoga b'tori shalom yishu shamayim, ru ma'amid. This he did learn Torah for not lishmo. Look, there was ma'amid, either referencing Remeir, who's his Talmud, or the daughters, though they were very chachamas. Mishu yoga b'tori lishmo, alachas kavakama, someone who's yigel lishmo, so of course he'll be ma'amid so much. Says the Gemara, Blozer b'shem b'siro, or Ben Siro, he wrote Sfarim, and there's a lot of smart things that he said. It's not part of the Tanakh, but there's a lot of smart things that he says that the Gemara quotes. So, Pliya Mimcho Ma Teda, know what's above you. Amuka Mishaoy Ma Taker, don't come and dig in something which is below, which is deeper than Shaoil. Meshu Say So, or Shay So, his name, whatever you're allowed to look into, and Lechasik Ben Stars. So, we're referencing, we learned in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to speak on Maisa Bereshis. Don't look at things you're not supposed to look at. Rav Omar Talamdo Sif Sei Sheker. So referencing here, the people that say Sheker, they will become Talamno Loshon of Mute. And this is the words, Yischarshon, Yisparchon, Yishtatkon. It all means to be quiet. Yishtatkon, Shkabunat Omar, Vayim Hashem, Elo, Misam, Pelo, Odom, and then it says Cheresh or Ilim. So referencing that someone can talk, we say the opposite of it is a Cheresh or Ilim, they cannot talk. So Cheresh was a reference that someone can't talk well. Yisparchon, Shkabunat Omar, Vinei Anachno, Malmim, Alumim. And we're referencing the Targum that says, Anachum Mefarchim Piruchim. So you're seeing that Elim and Piruchim is the same thing. It's also a word of mute. And Ishtat Kun Kemashmo, be quiet. Had the verse, Tzadik Osot, הדור הוא על צדיקו שלא היו דבורים שהעתיק רבי יוסף. So he speak about צדיק, he speak about קדוש ברוך הוא, something that קדוש ברוך הוא removed, that people are not supposed to look at. בגב ובוז, זה שהוא מסגור לא אם אני דור יש מי סבירשיס. He says, I can't speak on מי סבירשיס. סבור שהוא כמגוי, he thinks he brings גייבת הקדוש ברוך הוא, ואינו אלה כמבז, he just brings disgrace. אומר יסו בחנין המסקבת בקלון חבר, אין לחג לא יודע מבוא. Someone who has, gets covered for the fact that he embarrasses his friend, he doesn't get a chayek. Someone who's darshan in my sibirashis, and he feels he's getting covered for that, so of course he's going to lose the dolam abo for doing something which is disgraceful. Klap yamala. Machti basrei, my rov tuvchosh et sofanto lirecho. It says there will be great schar for the people that are yerei Hashem. He will not be part of that, the one who's dashed in my separations. Omar Blevi Ksiv, Kvoit Elokim Aster Dover. Kvoit Elokim Aster Dover Atchaloi Nivra Oilam. It's best to hide things before the world is created. Kvoit Melochim Chakar Dover, that's Emshach HaPasuk. When do you come and you dashin and you choiker and you investigate? Mishanivra Oilam. The word continues a similar drush or bring a Pasuk from Eoiv Omar Blevi Ksiv Hazois Yodato Miniat. Meaning, do you know before what happened? It's only you know is when Hashem put Adam on the earth. That's when you know. That's when you can darshan. You should ask what happened before. Could it be you should ask before my separations? Only once Hashem created Adam. Maybe only from the day that Adam was created, which is Friday. The earlier days. There's a pasuk that says you can do more. A pasuk that says you can do less. You learn from Friday. I mean, Friday is part of Shishis. Meaning the entire Shishis you can dash it. יכול לידו מעלה מעלה מן השמיים מעלה מטה בתהויים כי ידעה שהוא above the שמיים was below the תהויים תומד לא יום מקצה השמיים והקצה השמיים only the גבולו is only the borders of the world and the more concludes that if you die off on the base אלא עד שלא יניבו העולם what is before בריסו העולם אתה די ושליפ חומסקים you say quietly and you don't say you see Rosh Hashanah you hardly understand something משניבו העולם then you can come and advertise it. Tani bar Kapo, ulamin ayoyim, he's dashing differently. He's taking the pasuk, yishalna limoyim mershonim, that's the first days, asher lefanecho, ulamin ayoyim eshabar lukim ha'odom al-oritz. Meaning you can dash it before and you can dash it after. He argues and says you could dash it ma'isav reishis even before the creation of the world. Asa de Abiyudo bar Pazi that he was talking about in the beginning about the water, my milyonim, my techtoim, ke'ado de bar Kapo. Umar de Tani Rabchio, ke'ado de Rabo. Rabchio brought a brisa like Rabo, the Hidashans, no, you can do drushes only, miyayoim, only from the day the Adam was created. So, machlekes here in the Gemara, can you dash my separations before Sheshes my separations? Continues the Gemara of Yoyin and Bishar Blevi Bebase Nivra Oilam. The world was created with the letter base. Ma base sosu mikol zdodov upasuk mitzad echot. Base is close from all sides except from one side. Kach ein lecha rishus lidrosh malam 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 matu. You can't dash what's above, what's below. Ma lifni u malam achor elam yem shnivra oilam velabo. You can't dash what's before, what's after, only from the day the world was created. That's what the letter base comes to symbolize. Oymer lebeis mi bracha says who created you? You tell the letter base. Vumaylin benikud vaymer zushel malin shows the keser or seers. He sees the tagim above the letter base. Shows it comes from above. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Umashmoy, what's the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Vumaylin benikud shalacharav. That's why the base has a line behind it towards the what? Towards the letter before it, which is letter aleph. Vaymer Hashem shmoy adin shmoy. That's the aleph adin. He's the aleph referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why was the world created base? Meaning the Torah starts with the letter base. Shuba loshen bracha. Veloy be'alif shu loshen ariroho. Base is a bracha, alif is a loshen of klolo. Omar kishbocha, any boy is oilum yad be'base, shilu kol bayo oilum oimrim. So people will not say, hech oilum yechola amoyd v'nivir b'loshen ariroho. So the world can exist because it's a klolo. Reb Chaim adds, so we could do a virus anyway, it's a klolo. Elo reini boy reoiso be'base, b'loshen bracha v'ulay amoyd v'bracha. So then he has a chance of existence. This world and the world to come created with two letters. One with the letter A, one with the letter Yud. What's the source? So Yud and the A, that's the Tzur Elomim, Elomim Loshon Rabim. V'heinanu yoidim eizen nivra be'ei ve'eizem em nivra be'yud. Which world was created the letter A? Which one the letter Yud? Elimad dechtiv eil toldos ha'shamayim v'horitz be'hi barom. And yudashin be'hei barom. This world was created with A. Heve oilam azen nivra be'ei. V'oilam abo nivra be'yud. And the world comes in Dashas. My hey, pasul min lamato, and the hey has a hole in the bottom. Remember, the kol be'olim shem yordim l'shol, meaning they have a chance to go down to shol if they do averus. My hey, yishlan kudim lamal has a tag above the letter. Mishal shem yordim imoylim. When they go down, they can do tshuv and go back. My hey, pasul mikol tzad kach poiseach petach chol ba'al tshuvo. Hey has an opening because it's not completely connected. There's a opening in the side, the Baal Tshuva has a place to come back. My Yud Kofuf, the Yud is Ben, Kach Yikol Be'olim Kfufim, Loshon HaVanova. The Gemara brings a Pasuk, Ben Hefchu, Kol Ponim Le'irokrin. So there's another Pasuk in here, meaning everybody's embarrassed from his friend that he could have done better, like his friend did better. Once David HaMelech saw that Kosh Baruch Hu created the world with Yud and the Hey, so he started with these letters. Halalu Ko, Halalu of the Hashem, Halalu et Shem Hashem. So he talked about the Ko. Reviewed in Nishaya Shole Abshur Manachman. Maldin Dichtiv Soilu Leroyche Barovis Bekosh Mo of Yuzul Fonov. What is the special praise that we say Bekosh Mo? Omelecha Enlecha Komoko Moko Mishain Nimune Alboya Shaloi. Every place, there's someone in charge on the ones that are crying on the tsaris they have in that place. And who's in charge in all of them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what you say. So Bekoshmoy, Bekoshmoy, the extra base comes to tell you, don't read it with the name of Hashem, but Boyo Loshon crying. He dashed this a little differently. Came a king and created, built a beautiful palace in a place of dirt. Become Ashpois, become serious, is a place where there's garbage, where there's sewer. Someone's to come and say, oh, look at this palace of the king. It was built on a place which was very, very disgusting, very repulsive. It's something which is improper. Someone speaks about the world, what happened to, and speaks about before my simulations. So it's disgraceful. That's what he's saying. Because Shema, you want to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you should be praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the time that it's right to praise Him, for the time that you see the world and not before. Another mashal, the Pardes HaShemech, the orchard of a king, Ve'aliyah Bnuy Al Gabov, and there's something built, there's a second floor built on top of it. All of the Hatzitz Avoloi Liga. Meaning, what's the idea of building a second floor? Is that people can look at the Pardes but not touch the Pardes. So a person has to be careful to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not say something which is disgraceful. Not to come and ruin it. So that's the idea of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'aseh Bereishis, and not something that happened before Ma'aseh Bereishis. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Chagiga, Daf Yud Aleph.